yourself feel a little bit better by basking in the misfortune of others. Unrivaled presents Sucks to Be You on the Zone Sports Network.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Start of the fourth quarter here. LSU up 50-47 over the Utes right now.
Good game.
It is turning out to be quite the matchup here. And the Utes need they need a little bit of confidence here, some inspiration. Because they've basically been leading this entire time. It's been back and forth. I remember there's been seven lead changes. But we'll keep you updated. I want those Lady Utes in the Elite Eight just like you do. Let's go.
Men's game tips off, too. San Diego State, Bama, 11-11. 10 minutes left in the first, so the Aztecs.
I have all four of my picks for today are, I mean, not to do a quick lap around everybody, but I'm still leading the KSL Sports group in our bracket challenge. And Mitch Harper moved into second place today.
I did.
That's actually why Scott's not on the show today. Because he was leading with me, and then as soon as you fall out of that position, I just take whoever's in second. Boom. So Mitch is right there. Mitch is just right on the cusp of being on that. And again, today, and I actually have Alabama winning, I have Houston winning, I have Creighton winning, and I have Texas winning.
Ooh, this is a make-or-break day for you. You clean these up.
Because putting Creighton in the Elite Eight was a weird thing for me. I remember thinking, I don't know about that. They're in that bracket with Arizona. But they're playing Princeton today. I just don't believe that the 15 seed's going to go to the Elite Eight this year. Call me crazy.
You get to weekend two, and it's a primetime stage. It's a different environment.
They've been studying you all week now.
Yeah, it's a different vibe, and it's a different feeling than that first round.
I just can't have – the thing that I really can't have is Xavier upsetting my Texas Longhorns because that's my natty. That's my national champion.
See, and okay? I thought I was original. I thought, I'm going to go against the grain and, pick the Longhorns. I think six people on our KSL sports staff picked it. PK did. Jake Scott did. So many people picked the Longhorns. I thought, man, I'm going to be creative. Go with UT. Texas.
We'll see. That Gonzaga-UCLA game by the night, that was an all-timer. That was really fun to watch.
That was a good one.
When UCLA hadn't scored a field goal in 11 minutes, and they still were in that thing at the very end, man, I was excited about that. So, we're going to be covering. You're going to be hearing Westwood One coverage of the NCAA tournament on our air all weekend long. All those games are going to be coming to you. And on top of it, I wanted to mention also, if you're looking for the Real Salt Lake game this weekend. It's going to be over on KSL 1160. So the blowtorch signal that is KSL 1160 AM tomorrow for the Real Salt Lake match against St. Louis, who I think is coming into town. It's going to be a good one, but it's going to be over there on KSL 1160 AM. So that's just a little announcement for you. Let me see here, Mitch. Who does it suck to be? I'll start off.
Speaking of the Crimson Tide.
Nate Oates. He's the head coach of the basketball Crimson Tide. When the football coach of the Crimson Tide, am I saying this name right? Nick Saban? Saban. When Nick Saban rolls up and has a criticism for you, you better watch out.
Yeah.
This isn't like sometimes the basketball coach and the football coach, because remember when, was it Calipari who was like,
yes.
Hey, this is a basketball school, son, you know? And then the basketball coach and the football coach are at odds. This is not a football coach, basketball coach at odds thing. When Nick Saban speaks, Nate Oates, you better listen. Nate Oates getting the criticism from Nick Saban, who has had to say, yeah, I don't like one bit how they've handled this thing with Brandon Miller at Alabama, who apparently was not just provided the weapon that was part of an alleged murder, but also may have been present during that. And on top of all that, you have Alabama has a defensive back freshman who is going to get pulled over and has weed in the car, decides to go 140 miles an hour on a chase. And Nick Saban goes, dude, you're gonzo. You are gone. And instead you have, and then Nick Saban goes, look, there's no such thing as wrong place, wrong time. This isn't some like cast it aside coincidental thing like, oh, whoops. That in this case is not. So I love Nate Oates under fire from Nick Saban himself at the school. Those are awkward athletic department meetings going forward now.
And that's the one football coach that could get a basketball coach at the same school, like, on the hot seat. I mean, really. It just feels 1,000%. Like Saban's that type of presence where if he disagrees with someone, that puts a basketball coach on the hot seat, I would imagine. We'll
1,000%. And you know, I don't think he's going to go as far as be like, get him out of here.
Yeah.
You know? Because honestly, Nick Saban also just goes, I just don't even think about the basketball team.
Yeah.
How much does Nick Saban think about the basketball team? He doesn't.
It's just a filler to spring football down in the SEC. That's all basketball is.
They are one of the favorites for the national championship, and no one gives two cruds compared to football.
They want to know day six spring ball depth chart on the O-line.
Yes.
They'd rather know that down there in the deep south. I mean, hey, more power to them. They win everything. My sucks to be you. You know, we were talking about the Pac-12. I'm not going to go with that. But, you know, Pac-12 meteorites have been talking about maybe yes. Amazon. Football on Amazon is my sucks to be you. Last year in the NFL, those Thursday night games, they were brutal, Alex. And NFL owners, they're so bad that the owners are voting to have these games flexed. So we could be seeing scenarios where teams are playing kind of impromptu Thursday games. They're so bad to create these good matchups, or they're flexed off of Amazon completely.
Is that an option? I mean, with the deal they signed up on? Because Amazon paid them all that money.
The owners are not happy with this. The streaming stuff, the matchups were terrible. The broadcast is great.
No, that's the thing.
It's amazing.
It's a freaking bummer because Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, I love that duo. I've loved that. I don't like the studio guys or the sideline. It's not the sideline person, but it's the sideline. Like, what after the game and they have all these guys breaking it down. Yeah. Is Tony Gonzalez part of that? Either way, I don't like it very much, yeah. But I do love that in booth crew, and it'd be a bummer, but yeah.
But flexing them out though, I mean, just again, it's a tough spot on Thursday night. One can go turn around, but then the matchups were terrible, and owners want to flex these games out potentially.
Sucks to be Scott's bracket. He scored 0 points yesterday, and he's now in seventh place. Suddenly goes from tied for first yesterday to seventh, which is where I could find myself if my teams don't figure it out tonight. So also, just as a mention, it sucked 22 years ago to be that ill-fated pigeon that flew in front of a Randy Johnson fastball in maybe one of the most insane sports videos I've ever freaking seen in my life. When that bird was exploded at 99 miles an hour.
And you bringing that up, I instantly know what you're talking about.
Like, you have to go watch the video.
Every sports fan of a certain age knows that clip.
You have to.
And you've watched it a million times.
I'll just tell you what happened. So I was on my mission, right, when this happened. Okay? I'm in Argentina, so I'm not. So it's great because I go on my mission. Ichiro's the rookie of the year and the MVP. The Mariners won 116 games. I'm gone. And then Randy Johnson hits a bird with a freaking fastball.
Big
unit.
I was like
this. I want one thing. I want two things. I want to get a burger from Five Guys. And give me the video of Randy Johnson hitting that pigeon that I've heard about. Those are the things I have to see. Boot him up for me.
Can we get back to baseball with 6'9" pitchers?
Yes.
That era was awesome.
My wife goes, he kind of looks like the bird that he hit with that, with all the feathers off.
Like that D-backs rotation, yes. Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling. I could name the 2001 D-backs way better than probably five players today in the Major League Baseball.
My goodness. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear that Joe Ingles sound and the conversation that he had with the media walking you up to this game versus the Milwaukee Bucks who are in town. It's so good to see Joe Ingles back and how much he loves talking. If you're one of those people who goes, I love when people talk just how much they love Salt Lake, how much they love Utah, you're going to want to stay tuned to old Joe Ingles. So stay with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.